This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Unbelievably sad what's happening in California. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start before we dive into the politics that we're dealing with, the tsunami washing out of Washington. Of course, sadly, what's washing around Los Angeles is fire, fire, fire. Let me give you the latest. We've got friends in Los Angeles, friends of the show, etc. Santa Ana winds are deadly. We know that. So these wildfires tearing through neighborhoods in northern Los Angeles County, about 4,500 acres destroyed. Boom. Thousands of people under evacuation orders. Two fires, in addition to the largest one, which is called the Thomas Fire in Ventura, has destroyed 150 homes. You got firefighters that from Southern California, you have firefighters from other parts of the North coming to try to help and do what they can. And the problem is, at by noon on Tuesday, they couldn't contain much of anything because the high winds were really holding the firefighters' ability to fight the fire back. You couldn't have what is so key and critical, as I've learned from so many of the wonderful firefighters I've met over the years, is you've got to have in those big fires water-dropping helicopters and air tankers. And if it's the wind is brutal, you can't have that. So that's not good. It's not going to be the only fire. The ones that are named, they're going to get bigger. Sadly, we saw what happened in Northern California. Got massive power outages, and it's awful. I mean, calls are being rerouted in some areas because, you know, in Santa Clarita, the 911 emergency phone system failed because of a power outage. So it just shows you how Mother Nature can affect what seemingly could have been perhaps a smaller fire, but when you combine that with the winds in California that people forget they get, as somebody who lived there, it can be absolutely, I mean, absolutely deadly. Let's put it that way. All right, let's move on to yet something else, and it includes talking about what's happening in the world of politics, of course, and in the world of politics, you know, it's about this Russian investigation part of it and what's happening with tax reform. The president is promising tax reform, but as far as the Russian investigation goes, now there's the questions about Pence and did Pence was in the dark and he was the most senior advisor and how could he be in the dark and you know, again, lots and lots of speculation, but what are the facts? And we don't know the facts, and so the bottom line is, it's still that wait-and-see game. I mean, for goodness sake, how long have we been spending on this investigation? Would you want to know? I'm going to tell you, Mr. and Ms. Taxpayer, $7 million. Mueller's $7 million investigation. So, spent more than $3.2 million since May on the federal criminal investigation into this Russian interference. The Justice Department spent $3.5 million in support of the effort. So, cha-ching, $7 million. Wow. And you're talking about May 17th through September 30th. Funds, money went to personnel, travel, office space. I mean, this is the deal. This is what happens when you have an investigation. People forget that. That's heavy. That's heavy money. And what is this going to? What is it going to yield? Friday, there was the guilty plea by Michael Flynn, Trump's former national security advisor, who admitted he lied to the FBI. So now, what's next? You know, the indictments were unsealed in court against the former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and an aide, Rick Gates, too, as well. And there was also, of course, a guilty plea from George Papadopoulos, who was a junior foreign policy advisor to the Trump campaign, and again, for lying to the FBI about contacts with Russian operatives. So let's see how much money is dumped out in the end. My prediction, it doesn't look like we're coming to the end of this road anytime soon, so a lot of it's going to be spent. A lot of money is going to be spent on this, and let's hope it's not, in some areas, not a crazy witch hunt if they've already gotten the people who were complicit. How about this tax reform idea? This is something that was talked about on the campaign trail by the president, and the president is now predicting that Congress is going to come together quickly and they're going to reconcile the differences in the sweeping tax overhaul that was passed by the House and the Senate. He says that, he met with a half a dozen Republican senators at the White House, and he called the Joint House-Senate Conference Committee the mixer. He says everyone gets together, they pick all the good things, they get rid of things they don't like, which is true. That's what you do when you mix the two together. And it, in reality, the conference could be tough over the differences of the two versions. Bottom line is, are they going to get to this pretty quickly? And you look at the holidays, and Texas Congressman Kevin Brady said, we can't achieve permanency in everything. You know, they were talking about what can be done and what can't be done. Republican senators say they made the tax cuts temporary to comply with the Senate budget rules, so that prevented the Democrats from blocking the bill. But under the Senate, under the rules, the Senate cannot pass legislation that adds to long-term budget deficits. So it's pretty interesting. Brady, by the way, chairs the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee, so you know that, and says House Republicans are still deciding which taxes they would, what they call sunset. So we'll see. The tax bill passed by the Senate Republicans would let tax cuts for individuals expire in 2026, while the package passed by the House would make them permanent. This is, again, where the issue comes in, and thus the conversation, and me mentioning it here on America Tonight. That's the reason why. Because how do they pull it together is the case, bottom line. How do they pull it together? And then there was this other story about Republican Senator Jeff Flake. He wanted everyone to know, I guess, because he tweeted it out. He sent a $100 check to Doug Jones, who's the Democrat running against the Republican Roy Moore for the Alabama Senate. And he's saying country first. And that's the reason why he did that. Back the Democrat. It's no secret he's not backing Moore, of course. Jones is running against Moore, and Jeff Flake is not seeking re-election in 2018, so he tweeted it out. He just continues to be a thorn in the side of Republicans, right? And of course, what the deal is with Roy Moore, and we've talked about this a lot, the former Alabama Chief Justice is accused by several women of sexual misconduct when they were teens and he was in his 30s, and it's interesting because the real clear politics, Alabama has to decide. In my opinion, no matter what we talk about, Alabama decides. That's why we have state rights. That's why we have elections. So Real Clear Politics did a polling average, and they actually did this recent poll that showed that Moore is one and a half point lead in the race, which, of course, is decided next Tuesday. That's going to be big news. Flake said in early November he would back a Democrat over Moore for sure after the allegations against Moore, began to surface, and this has just exploded in all kinds of directions. All right, make sure you stay locked and loaded where you are. Coming up, we've got Forbes Books at Bedtime and a few other tidbits. Well, no, not Forbes Books at Bedtime. Forbes Books at Bedtime we did last hour. Coming up, we have a fantastic interview you do not want to miss. I don't even want to spoil it for you, so I'm going to let you find out for yourself. A really cool author that I had a chance to catch up with. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Once again, it's time for the America Tonight mailbag. Thank you so much for all the emails. I can't tell you how much it means to me. I say this all the time, but I don't get tired of saying it, frankly. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. For all of you listening in Palm Springs, beautiful Palm Springs, I appreciate it. And for all of you listening in Portland and in Sarasota and so many of our other fantastic affiliates, we're going to be talking more about what's happening in our affiliates' backyards as we motor through coming into 2018. That's going to be a big part of what we talk about. All right, so mailbag. In the mailbag, let's go to our first one. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, the Matt Lauer stuff makes me sick. I always thought he was such an arrogant SOB, and then you find out these stories about him. I'm sorry, that's not locker room talk. That's not anything other than sick, twisted, ridiculous nonsense that I can't believe NBC didn't know about. You know, it's crazy. The locked door thing, locking from the inside. So he's fired, and they're saying now it's interesting that the Today Show viewership shot up from 4.2 million on Tuesday to 5.7 million on Wednesday, and then Thursday they, got 5.2. What happens in the future, who knows, but ratings aside, yes, the story is heinous, and what happens to Matt Lauer, and I don't know. Can I answer that question? I can't. But I think that NBC did what they had to do. So they had to take care of it, and they did. And anybody with, and you guys know this, I mean, anybody with a daughter, or a wife, a mother, I mean, right, we all have mothers. Would you want to hear some crazy stories like that? No. It's again, sick, twisted, and it's a power abuse is what it is. We know. We've had how many psychologists on where we've talked about that. Here's one from Jake. He says, Kate, I just got back from L.A. Oh, my gosh, it is a nightmare. Those wildfires are out of control. There is so much smoke and smog, and it's not smog, it's smoke. It's horrible what's happened. I had to go up to Ventura, and I had to cancel it because the fire was spreading there. Do you know the latest on it? Yeah, there's these two fires that are devastating to Southern California. I just mentioned it at the top of the show, the foothills, it's nasty. So they're doing this evacuation stuff to get people out because they're worried. There's 150 homes that went up in flames. I talked about it. 50,000 acres. It's awful. The fire's just burning at will. Why? Because of the high winds. They can't dump water on it from up high, and that helps so much. And, you know, the Los Angeles mayor, Eric Garcetti, said, I think he said it best. He said, we've lost structures. We have not lost lives. We just don't know what the fire will do. They don't know. And he's right. It's about human life first, then worry about structures. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Thomas. And Thomas says, Kate, I am curious if you think your Philadelphia Eagles will win the Super Bowl. Oh, Thomas, if I had a crystal ball, I could take you to dinner anywhere you want if I could tell you what was going to happen in the future. I know what you're saying. You want my opinion on how good they are, and they're very good. But does it mean that they'll win the Super Bowl? No, it means they have a great chance. They're going to be in the playoffs. It means they're playing well. Carson Wentz, the kid out of the Dakotas, is incredible. He's all about football. He's got his, you know, smart head on his shoulders, and he's focusing on that, and things are happening for that, for the Philadelphia Eagles, and they haven't won a Super Bowl. So it would be pretty big if they did win one, and who knows, this may be their year. But Minnesota Vikings look good. Case Keenum, that quarterback for the Vikings, has been pretty darn exciting to watch, too. There are some teams that can get in the way, and oh yeah, the Patriots. Yeah, the Patriots could be pretty tough, too. And that's obviously, there's a handful of teams, too, once you get into the playoffs, that it can make a big difference. It's like a second season. It's turning up a different notch. All right, how about this one? And this was a breaking news story, and somebody actually even asked me about this today. This one is, this one comes to us from Chris, who says, Kate, I listened to you in Palm Springs. I've heard you talk about playing golf in Palm Springs. Thank you for that. We love our desert, and I know you love it, too. But it's not about gushing over my hometown and you being on the air there. Bravo to anyone who put you there. But it's about Russia being suspended from the Winter Games. What do you make of that? Well, here's what I make of it. The International Olympic Committee, the executive board, they just kicked him out. They just said, hey, Russia has been suspended. They're not going to be there in the Winter Games. They're saying it, that they're the most diabolical state-sponsored doping machine of our time and the worst since East Germany about a generation ago. And they decided this is going to be the punishment. Only athletes who can prove that they have not been cheating by doping, that's it. So the World Doping Agency said, forget about it. I mean, this is pretty significant because you've got some Russian athletes that are pretty darn good that are knocked out of this now, and Russia does not compete. And how about Putin? I guess Putin thought his $51 billion had guaranteed him a lifetime of free passes from the IOC, but apparently it did not. Because remember, he spent $51 billion to give the IOC a grand for the Winter Olympics in Sochi just 4 years ago. And boy, I guess it didn't matter. So embarrassment for Russia, big time. They cannot be happy about this because they're definitely the kind of country that wants to compete in the Olympics. So big, big news. I mean, they lost big time. Russia as a nation, out of the upcoming Olympic Games, Russia's been punished severely. And that's international disgrace. How about that? Okay, so let's move to another one. This one is from Larry, who says, Kate, I love when you do stuff on money. Thank you for the guest you've had on. I like your, you used to do a weekly segment. I hope you do that again in 2018, where you talked about not so much tips, but what was happening in the market. And I know you're very keen to that. And I'm wondering what you make of where we're headed now. Good news, bad news, brother. You know how that goes. If the news is good, the market's up. If the news is horrific, the markets are down. We've actually had a pretty good run, if you think about it, for the last 6 months or so. There's always going to be some down days, and earnings reports and news will rock on that. What's holiday going to be like? Holiday, you know, spending, is it going to be high? That sometimes that will affect it, because then again, we're talking about earnings. So, and what companies, retail companies, are projecting, that could have a big effect on it. And it is interesting. Diversify. I'm not giving any advice, but I'm just saying, if you ask me, I think that's, you know, what you do, because we don't know, you know, if we're economic forecasting, and we've had economic, you know, economists on, and we've done that forecasting thing. Diversification is always good anyway, and depending on where you are in the spectrum of near retirement, not retiring, or whatever, and what are you cash, what's the cash flow like, makes a difference. By the way, I'm going to add this on, because I got something from Joseph, who asked about gas prices and said, did you notice they're falling? Oh, of course I noticed they're falling. Everybody always talks about gas prices, right? It's the pain at the pump or the pleasure at the pump. You can steal that, everybody. Plain or pleasure. The national gallon of gasoline averaged $2.46, I'll say. That's down almost 4 cents from a week ago, and it continues to go down. So the year oil prices crashed from their highs of over $100 a barrel, it continues to, you know, it continues to fall. And it may be a short-term thing or not. Oil prices have been on the rise this year, with OPEC reducing output by 1.2 million. That makes a big difference and a day in order to close the supply glut in the international markets. OPEC's compliance to the cuts has remained above 90% through the life of the pact. So it's encouraging market fundamentals to basically turn around, recover, whatever, retrieve themselves over the next 11 months. Something to watch, right? Something to watch. And then let me throw in another one here. This one is from Howard, who says, Kate, I've heard you do the thing where you're talking about technology, and did you see, I know you're a big Elon Musk thing, did you see Tesla semi truck? I did. Elon Musk, shock and awe, baby. This, you know, the experts are saying that some of what he's saying he wants to do with this truck would defy the laws of physics. So there's people calling baloney on Mr. Tesla. How about that? And it includes Aurora Energy Research. It's a European consulting group, and they say that Tesla's electric haulage truck would require the same energy as up to, ready for this? This is worth the price of admission and you tuning into America Tonight. Up to 4,000 homes to recharge. Holy baloney. Are you kidding me? That's insane. That's not viable. So we'll see where that ends up. I can't imagine. You know, they unveiled this battery-powered truck earlier in the month, and they say it could add 400 miles of charge in as little as 30 minutes. But boy, that's going to, the scientists say that's not possible. You figure it out. Hey, send me your emails. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. Thanks, everyone. Stay through.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Subject we're going to talk about next, and what a great guest we have in our virtual green room. Ruth Rimer has written a book called Perfect Clarity, and it couldn't be more important for the time that I think we live in right now. It's a novel about our male-dominated misogynist society and four women who fought back. So we're talking about the late 1800s. I don't want to steal her thunder. I'm going to let her tell us more about the story. Ruth, thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you for inviting me, Kate. Go ahead.
Yeah, so tell us about the story. So take us back to how this started from the late 1800s and what we're talking about in your book.
Yeah, first I want to define misogyny. It's defined as the hatred of or hostility towards women. And it's a very deep thing. It's probably deeper than sexism or some of the lesser kinds of sexual harassment today. It's a very deep hatred. So it comes out of and was inspired by some things that happened in my own family. They were actual events. It is fiction. It's not a true story. It's my taking these events and using my imagination to make them into stories. They are four short stories within the book. The book's not very long. It's not quite 200 pages. And it starts out and was inspired by my great-grandmother. And now, my great-grandmother was put into an arranged marriage in 1874 with a disabled man. And they produced a very disabled child. And so my great-grandmother made a decision that she wasn't going to have any more of her husband's children. And that's what the first story is about. Now, where it all came about and how we know about it is that it goes back to about 1930. My aunt, the granddaughter of this, my great-grandmother, my aunt was expecting her first child, and she was just scared to death she was going to pass on this gene. And so my grandmother, her mother, said, well, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it because your sister, the older sister, your aunt, the crazy lady, that's not a proper way to talk about her now, but that's the way they did then. The disabled woman was a child of me, my great-grandmother, who's Anna in the book, and her husband. And mother, again, Anna, found other men to father her other children. And the family knew about it because, and we thought it was true because we saw this woman who was alive at the time. I was about 6 years old when she died. And she howled and screamed and walked around kind of on all fours. So we talked about it every time I got together with that branch of the family. We talked about it, and we talked about it in kind of a slurring fashion. Nobody has seemed to have any sympathy for this poor woman. She could have had four more disabled children, or she could have had 20.
Mm.
I decided that I would tell her story from her point of view, and about half of it's completely fiction, just my imagination. But it is from her point of view and what she and what any woman faced in those situations would want to do is not to have a string of disabled children. So that's the first story.
Yeah, wow. So that's the first story. So you take us through that, which is fascinating. And as you say, even the words that you use, you would never say now. So now you take us to the second story. And what's the second about?
Well, the second story is about this same aunt. She had... hers is less distinguished than the great-grandmother. The second story is Gloria, I knew her very well, and I loved her because she was a very intelligent person, and she was an English teacher and one of my favorite relatives, but she had a bad time with her marriage and with her children, and again, nobody took her side, and so I made up a story using some facts that I knew about. And a lot of my imagination with Gloria. The third story is semi-autobiographical. I became a lawyer in 1970. It was real difficult to get through law school. Nobody wanted me, but that's essentially the third story. A lot of imagination in it. A lot of things happened. A lot of things didn't.
Wow. So stop there for a second. So, yes, you have a PhD, you were a family law attorney, and to get there, and as you said, in the 70s, so what was that like? What were some of the things that you had to, obstacles you had to overcome?
Well, they were generally that people didn't think that that a woman lawyer could manage their case appropriately, and that they they just wouldn't get good representation, and so it was a long time breaking through that barrier. I graduated in 1971, and there were not other women lawyers around. I think we were about 3% of us in the whole nation.
Wow!
In about 1974, then we have of a whole wave of women lawyers coming through. And, of course, it's more than half now, lawyers that are women. But the book also contains a lot about how society viewed women at the various periods of time. And it was very different from these five generations, from the late 19th century to the early 20th century, mid 20th century, late 20th century. The last book is about a modern woman, and that is totally fictional, and it brings in what's just become commonly known recently, and that is rape on campus. So it's a story about that and the legal ramifications of rape on campus.
Wow. So if you look at the modern, as you say, the fictionalized one, the modern deal that you're talking about, we hear these stories constantly, and then they're investigated, and then campuses are talking about what they can do. What do you make of that? Why is that so prevalent?
I think it's evolved. It's been going on campus for a very long time, and it's been basically quieted down by even administrations in campus. That's fairly well documented, that about one in five women is raped on campus, and until just recently, I mean, with the last couple of years, many campuses have been complicit in keeping it quiet, because the reason is, of course, that nobody's going to send their daughter to a institution and pay money for education and have their daughters in such danger. So we're breaking through that. That happened a couple of years ago with some films and some women that were willing to come forward.
Where do you think we are now as a society? I started and I mentioned that your novel is about, and you just took us through that, a male-dominated misogynist society. Do you think that have we made big strides, or where do you think we are, Ruth?
Well, I think we're better than where we have been before. There's going to be some pushback of it, and not every allegation of sexual harassment is true, and some of them are really kind of trivial. So I think we're going to see a bit of a pushback, and I hope we get to the point where I think all of us have just wanted to have a right to an equal place in society, and a place in society that we can fit in and be safe and develop our careers and our intelligence and or whatever it is that we want to do. That's the objective.
Yeah, and again, I want to tell everybody the book is called Perfect Clarity, Ruth Rimer. You can get it on Amazon. And it's fascinating what you did in the beginning of it and then what you took us up to and what you talked about with the legal profession. You mentioned now that there are so many female talented, let's face it, female lawyers that are out there. So you were a pioneer, really, also in that sense, weren't you?
A little bit. There were women before me who I consider to be pioneers, but it was about 30% of the legal population that were women when I started, which was in 1971.
And is this right? You're in California, so was it the San Francisco Bay Area where you started?
Yeah, I've been in the San Francisco Bay Area. San Francisco Bay Area was a better place. That was one of the reasons I chose it. It was a better place for women and generally for kind of open-mindedness in the San Francisco area than in a lot of other areas.
Yeah,
and it remains that way so now.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from Perfect Clarity?
I think the women who've not experienced any of these bad things that have happened to women, I think I would like them to take away a feeling of being happy and lucky and work towards helping their daughters and granddaughters have good lives and avoid some of the problems that the ancestors have had.
Wow, that's a perfect place to end this, and what a great sentiment, no doubt about that. I mentioned it before. I want to make sure everybody understands the book title is Perfect Clarity. Ruth Rimer is the author who we're speaking to, and you can get it on Amazon.com among many of the other places. Ruth, good luck with the book, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
I've been trying. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The fascination over what's happened with Prince and prescription drug abuse, really, addiction, is overwhelming in this country, and I think it's just shining a light on that. And there's still more to come as far as Prince is concerned. Joining us now is John Dibin. He is with Origins Recovery Centers, and it is one of the leading addiction treatment providers in this country. So, John, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
When you started to hear the reports about Prince, and then Percocet was mentioned. Did you know? Oh, I think I see where we're going with this because you've seen it before.
Well, I mean, the reality is that it's going to happen. You know, about 1,000 people are going to go into hospitals today for overdoses of opiates in the United States. I mean, so it's in the media because, you know, when we have a star like Prince and someone like him, but the reality is that it is happening in enormous numbers. You're more likely in 2000s today, you're more likely to die from a drug overdose than from an automobile accident in the United States. So it is so widespread that absolutely, you can kind of feel where these are going.
See, do you see that at your center? Do you see that people can't get off painkillers or they're abusing them? Has that skyrocketed?
Enormously, especially over the past 10, 15 years. In fact, according to the National Institutes of Health, this is one that really blew me away. New heroin addicts. As, you know, people who have become heroin addicted to heroin within the past 10 or 12 years, 80% of them started off with an addiction to a prescription drug. So the flooding of prescription drugs into, you know, our nation is we're just seeing an epidemic of addiction, and these are absolutely killing people.
Yeah, and we're talking about all across the board, right? Every single class, I mean, from the wealthy on down.
Absolutely. I mean, there is one thing about addiction is a disease, and it does not, no disease discriminates. So if a person introduces drugs into their system and they have, and not every single person becomes addicted, but those who do, your brain doesn't care if you're wealthy, educated, uneducated. Mm-hmm. It also doesn't care where you got the drugs, whether you got them from a doctor or a dealer. Addiction is addiction, and it doesn't discriminate.
So what's the process? How do you get away from this addiction? How do you detox? What are some of the things that you do at your center? That's got to be tough.
It is tough, and the key is that it takes time. You know, people want, we're a nation that wants a quick fix for anything. Mm. But one of the first things is, I mean, I think there's three things that are really important right now. You know, right now there's a move to have a drug available, you know, without prescription. It's called Narcan or Naloxone. That's like almost like an EpiPen. So if someone is found and they're dying of an overdose, you can give that to them, and it'll stop the overdose, and it'll save their life. So that's a really good thing. The problem is that if that's all you do, that person's going to go right back to the drug. So they need to be alive. The second thing is, so they need treatment. And treatment, what it does is it says, we're not just going to take the drug away from you, but we're going to actually help you develop a way of life so that you have the skills you need and the connection you need to live drug-free. Treatment gives people in a structured environment where they can't have access to the drugs and where they can struggle for those first 1 to 3 months where their brain really needs to begin healing. But it can't stop there. And one of the things that are, you know, I work for Origins, and we talk about it being such a great place. I think one of the reasons is that one of our founders, Ben Levinson, was looking at this problem and saying, you know, even people who go to treatment have the levels of people who are able to stay clean and sober are really low. And so what he developed is a partnership with a company called MAP, and what they do is they actually provide ongoing aftercare. You've got ability to contact somebody 24 hours a day for support and help for over a year after treatment. Because the reality is that especially with opiate addiction, the organ that's involved in the disease is the brain. And the brain does not fully heal until 12 to 18 months. So the answer is, you got to be alive. B, you got to get in and have structured treatment that eventually steps down so that you're entering life. But you have to have ongoing structured support, for that first year to year and a half. And that's where people get into trouble. And then along with that, of course, is 12-step, people have different opinions about 12 steps and the success and such. But if people actively engage 12-step recovery, and they generally have to have that support to do that, recovery is 100% possible, but it's just not easy, and it takes time.
We're speaking
and you need
with
all those components.
Yeah, absolutely. That was great. We're speaking with John Dibben. He's with the Origins Recovery. recovery centers, and we're talking about addiction to painkillers, really, and Prince. And do you think Prince, his death kind of is a little bit of a hello wake up for a lot of people?
I think it is, you know, and it's a devastating thing. The man was a brilliant artist.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so sad to see happen. But I think right now we have been ignoring this problem as a nation for a long, long, long time. And I think there are a lot of things that are happening right now where our politicians and the media are really starting to, you know, even before Prince died, starting to see the enormity of this epidemic and starting to pay some attention to it. So I think Prince's death certainly is another thing that's kind of waking people up. And it's sad. It's sad that we have to, you know, have all these many losses for this to become a top issue. This is the number one cause of accidental death in the United States today.
Wow, crazy. For you, it has to be rewarding to see people do exactly what you just said, the three things that you gave us, if they go through that process and come out on the other side. You've seen that. What is that like for you from the other side of it to see someone come through?
It is indescribable because it is, you know, when patients come in the door, their lives are devastated, but not just their lives, their families' lives, the lives of anyone who loves them, it has been devastated. And so when they become recovered, when they get in and get well and they go through this, it doesn't just do that. It doesn't just do that for them. Fathers return to their children and parents return to their kids and kids, parents get their kids back and families come back together. It's miraculous. One of my favorite things is to see alumni come back and to meet their families and to hear people say, you know, I and I'm thinking about fathers right now because I only very recently, you know, I had a teenager say, I got my dad back. So, you know, when I was several years ago, my daughter was in third grade and she would always talk about this boy that she was friends with. And eventually she came and said, hey, guess what? I was talking to him and his dad has a problem like the people that you help, and his dad got help and got better. Well, it turned out that this kid that I didn't know that my daughter was always talking to in third grade was actually the son of a man who'd been my patient. And it struck me so hard because I realized that man getting sober and getting healthy directly impacted my daughter because this is her friend. Her friend now grows up in a home where he has a father and where they are, you know, there is sobriety and there is health and there's celebration of life as opposed to growing up in a home where there is just brokenness and devastation. So when one person gets well, it doesn't just change their lives. It changes the lives of everyone they love and even people that they don't know.
Wow, how crazy is that? That's an amazing story. John Diven, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Just a terrific segment. I hope a lot of people are paying attention, and this reaches a lot of people. And if you need help, certainly reach out and grab that help. Thanks, John.
Thank you so much.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.